Now, I wonder if we have with us this this afternoon any babies or any sort of quite new little ones. We've got a quite new little one here. Hello. So how old is he?
He's two.
He's two, is he? Right, okay. Cuddling up there. Now, what's his name?
Robbie.
Robbie. Now, I mean, was there a reason why you call him Robbie?
He's my grandchild, yes, because...
there you are, sorry.
His granddad was killed in a road accident, and so he was called Rob, so they named him Robbie after
So he's
him.
Been named after his granddad. That's really, really nice, isn't it? Yeah. Now, do you know if the name means anything? You know, names sometimes have name meanings, don't they?
I'm unsure.
You're not sure? So he's not Robert.
No.
He's Robbie. Robbie. Now then, I've got my glamorous assistant somewhere has got a website open on that to check a name to see what it means. So we've got Robbie.
Bright or shiny.
Means bright or shiny.
Oh, very good.
So there you are. A bright or shiny boy. That's nice, isn't it?
He's very tired.
That's nice. Good. Okay. Have we got anybody else who's quite little? Anybody else who's quite little? Anybody going to... We've got one over where someone's pointing. Oh, we've got one over there, yes, okay. Okay, so what's the name?
Isla.
Isla, okay. And is there a reason for calling her Isla?
I just like the name.
Just like the name, yeah, that's fair enough. And do you know if it means anything?
It's Scottish for it's Ireland, isn't it?
Something to do with an island, it could well be. So it's Isla, is it? Yeah. We got anything from the Oracle over there? It does mean island. Yeah, very good. Okay, so that's nice. Yeah. Nice name. Good. Got one more, maybe? Anybody else? So we've got one over here. Look, yeah. So what's her name?
Lydia.
Lydia. Ah, Lydia. Yeah, one of our girls' middle name's Lydia. Now then, Jim, why did you call her Lydia?
Just her mum liked her name.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what it means?
Yeah.
Can we look at what Lydia means then?
Beauty,
it means. So you're a beauty. That's nice. You're beauty. Well, if you were listening carefully when we were thinking about the Christmas story, you might have heard that actually the baby of Bethlehem that we're remembering today was given two names in particular. After the angel reassured Joseph about Mary expecting a baby, we hear that to fulfill what was predicted 700 years before, the baby born in Bethlehem should be known by a special name. Now, I don't know what your family traditions are on Christmas Day, but often people play games, don't they? You know, we kind of stuff ourselves with the food, maybe listen to the Queen or something like that, and then, you know, we start playing family games. Well, I've just got a little game I wanted to play this afternoon, and I need two people to come and give me a hand to hold something up. So we've got you two at the back there, if you... Yeah, well, actually, all three of you can come and do that part of it. And then I need two other people to come and help me do this then. So we've got one there. Thank you. I'm going to need some more help in a minute. So and one there. Okay, thank you. Now then, it's one of those games that you've got to be able to identify letters and things. So if you girls can just go on to the end there. And you can come behind here and hold that and unravel it. And then you two can stand up in front. If you can stand right in front. Right, if you can hold that up. So we've got the first name here that we were told is appropriate for the baby that was born. And it fulfills a prediction from 700 years before. Right, I'll give you both a pen. And if you go for the first letter, let's see if we can crack the code. Now, do you think you can crack the code? Tell me what you think. How do you think the code might work? What's that?
Ice cream.
So what does it begin with?
I.
Right, so write an I underneath if you can. And what's that?
Monkey.
Just put an M underneath. Okay, you find that one. And you find that one. So that's easy because we already worked that one out. So an A for apple. And then we've got, do you recognise what that is? It's a net, yeah, N for net, and that's an umbrella. And then we've got an, so what's the letter for that? An E, and then the last one?
Foot.
Leg, yeah. Now then, can you work out what that says? If you were listening carefully, you'd have heard that. And if you listen very carefully, you'll hear this name in some of the carols.
Is it Emmanuel?
Emmanuel, that's right, it's Emmanuel. That was the name that the prophet Isaiah said was going to be specially for the Messiah that was going to come. And when Jesus came, he said he should be called Emmanuel. Thank you. If you'd like to go and sit down, I need some other volunteers now. I've got one there and one there. Lovely. Okay, so if you girls, if you can just put this one, will you hold on to it if you can. And let's see if you can hold on to this one at the same time. Can you do that? Because here, it particularly says that the name Emmanuel is important because it's a name with a meaning. Okay? It's a bit longer than the other one, isn't it? Can you hold on to both? You're doing a brilliant job there. Excellent. Right. Okay. There's a red one and there's a blue one. So Emmanuel means something, okay? And we're told in the reading what it is. So what are these? So can you put a big G? A big... Brilliant. What's that?
Now.
Okay. And what's that? A duck? Right. And then that one there. Can we see what that is? A windmill. And the next one? An ice cream, and then a tree, and a hand, and an umbrella, and a... So, if you just stand back, let's people see it. Can you see what it says? Can you see what it is? God with us. God with us. And that's what Emmanuel means. Thank you very much for your help. If you'd like to go and sit down. Where have I put my book? I'm always doing this. Oh, it's here. Too many things going on. Okay, so it means God with us. And so Jesus means God with us. That's what he's all about. That's the amazing thing that Christmas tells us, that God doesn't just look down from heaven and see a needy world and see us with all our struggles. He has actually come himself to be with us. He doesn't just give us a present, he comes himself to be with us. Now, I don't know if anyone here has got a favourite singer. I'm sure lots of us have got favourite singers. But a lot of the grown-ups here will have heard of a singer called Billy Joel. Who's heard of Billy Joel? Sure, all the grown-ups have. Now, a few years ago, Billy Joel's daughter had her 12th birthday. But she was rather sad. You see, she was in New York City, and the singer-songwriter, her dad, was 2,500 miles away in Los Angeles. Well, Billy phoned her that morning and said, "I'm really sorry that I can't be with you, but look, you just wait till the evening time and a large package will come to the door." Well, eventually evening came around and Billy Joel's daughter answered the doorbell and she found this 7 feet high box all wrapped up. And so she started, like we're all going to do tomorrow morning, tearing into it, getting the paper off and seeing what... And do you know what happened? Out of the box stood Billy Joel. There he was, fresh off the plane. He had come himself as a present all that way for his daughter's birthday. Well, that's a very small picture of the great truth that God has come himself to be with us. And that means that we can know what God is like. We can look at Jesus and see what God is like. And it means that God understands our lives and he shares them with us. So he was known, the baby who was born, as Emmanuel. But there's another name that the baby was given. And we need to crack this code too. So, right, I need somebody else to come and hold this up for me. One there and one there, one there. That's three, that should be fine. And then I also need some to help me to crack the code. There's one and one over there. Yeah, thank you. Right, let's see if we can do this one then. So who's the holder uppers? Are you a holder upper? Right, okay. If you unravel it then and stand right down there. And who are the code breakers? Are you the code breakers? Right, there's a pen. And there's another pen. And there's another pen. Right, first letter then. What's that? What is it, do you think? You might need a bit of help. It's a jar. So can you do a big J? Yeah, all right. J, okay. And what's one of those? It's all right, put an E in then. Underneath. And what's that?
The sun.
Sun. You put a big S. And then what's this one? An umbrella. Can you put a big U underneath?
It's Jesus.
Somebody's worked it out. And then that one there.
Jesus.
Excellent. Right. Okay. So if you can hold that up. Now, of course, that's the name that we all know him by, isn't it? And the angel said to Joseph, don't worry that your fiancée's pregnant. Actually, God's in control of all this situation. He's sorted this out. And you're going to give him the name Jesus. Now, we all know that name really well, but actually, it's another name with a meaning. It's Jesus in Greek. It's Joshua in Hebrew, which when Jesus was little, people would have probably called him Yeshua, Joshua. And it means something, and we're going to crack that code as well. So let's see if we can crack this code. It's a bit longer. Can you do it? So let's see if we can work it out then. Right, come here then. So what are those? Grapes again, put a big G. Right, put a big G. Lovely. What's this one?
An owl.
An owl. What's that one?
A chicken.
What is it?
A duck.
It's a duck. Put a D. And then what's this one? What is it?
Sun.
Sun. So an S. And
juicy apple.
Right, so what's that? An A.
J-A.
And then what's that?
A violin.
And another? Another I, put an E. You put an E, big E. Lovely. And finally,
God saves.
So Jesus means God saves. That's what it means, exactly what it means. It's a name with a meaning. Can we give our helpers a round of applause? Thank you very much for your help. The angel explained to Joseph, you shall call his name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. And of course, we live in a world that shows that we've all of us forgotten so much about God and forgotten that he's made us and loves us and wants to be involved in our lives. We've turned away from him, and that affects everything in our world. And it means that God seems far away. But Jesus came into the world to put things right, to save or rescue. So Jesus was born in a wooden crib, but of course he went on to die on a wooden cross. There actually is one around the corner, isn't there? That's where he saved his people from their sins. So through Jesus, God sorted out the problem that we have. God in Jesus took the failures of our lives and our hearts so that those who believe in him could be reconnected to God and live a life which is an adventure in serving God and other people. So we've come together today to remember a baby. And he's a baby who has two names, and the names have a meaning. Emmanuel, which means God with us, and Jesus, which means God saves. He will save his people from their sins. Well, we're going to sing a carol now, which points us to both of those great things, and is also in many ways a prayer. O little town of Bethlehem, number 3. Let's stand and sing.